Welcome and thank you all for standing by. All participants are in listen-only mode all throughout the duration of the conference. This call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this point. Now I'll turn the meeting over to our host, Marquis Flannery. You may begin.
Thank you very much. Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me on the call today. Before I start, I wanted to mention that I have about a half dozen questions and comments that I will be reading, but if anyone has any additional questions or comments that you'd like to submit, please feel free to do so while I'm sharing my comments with you, and then I can address them before the meeting concludes. So I want to begin by letting you all know that starting next Tuesday, October 6th, I will be holding just one conference call each Tuesday instead of two, as the number of participants has decreased significantly, especially in the afternoon. That one call will most likely be in the morning each week, but we'll send out an email reminder with the exact time starting on Monday as usual. This past weekend, the COVID-19 positive test rate inched back up to just over 1% in New York State as a whole. In New York City, the positive rate was 1.2% on Saturday, while Long Island had a positive rate of 1% and the Mid-Hudson region was 1.6%. Here in the city, there's been particular concern about some COVID hotspots in Brooklyn and Queens, where the positive test rate has been as high as 5 to 6% in recent days. The number of COVID-19 hospitalizations has also been edging up. As of Saturday, 541 people statewide were being treated in New York hospitals for COVID, an increase of 30 in just 2 days. These numbers are still very low compared to where we were back in April, but they are warning signs that we need to continue to be as careful as possible to prevent a resurgence of COVID-19 this fall. And that means that each of us needs to stay focused on social distancing, wearing face masks, washing our hands, and getting a flu shot. And we need to encourage our friends, neighbors, colleagues, and family members to do the same. So far, 357 Partners in Care, Home Health Aides, and 144 other staff members from the rest of VNSNY have gotten their flu shots this year and submitted their paperwork to health services. Now, we need more of you to do the same, in order to reach our target of having everyone vaccinated by December 1st. You can get complete information on how to get your free flu shot by going to the VNSNY intranet homepage and clicking on the Fight the Flu banner, or for Partners in Care staff by going to the Partners in Care resources page on Frontline. You'll find a link there for vouchers that you can use to get a free shot at any Walgreens, Duane Reade, or CVS. There's also a link that lets you make an appointment through health services for a free flu shot at one of the city's mobile health management service centers, which are located in all five boroughs as well as Long Island. We also hope to receive our own supply of flu vaccine within the next week. Once we do, flu shots should be available at VNSNY's regional offices starting about a week after that. So watch for more details on when we get our flu vaccine. As we keep an eye on COVID-19 rates in our region, area schools are also monitoring the situation closely. New York City schools are on track to bring back elementary school students for in-person learning today, and middle and high school students on Thursday. But, as you know, there's still a lot of concern being expressed by the city's teachers over adequate staffing levels. And if COVID-19 cases do start to rise again, these in-person classes may be impacted. Turning to our own organization, we're continuing to see our census numbers for provider services hold steady, which has helped our bottom line. As of last week, VNSNY Home Care had a little over 8,300 patients in its census. VNSNY Care 360 Solutions had a census of 5,111 clients, up 26 from the week before. Partners in Care had nearly 5,900 clients under care, and DNF-NY Hospice patient census was 1,499 yesterday. I also want to thank everyone at Provider Services, with special thanks to our coders on the great job that you've been doing in implementing Medicare's new PDGM reimbursement model. I won't go into the details of that model here, but it uses a complicated new system for evaluating how much care patients will need when they're admitted. A recent survey by an outside vendor we hired found that since the new model went into effect on January 1st, our staff has been getting coding right 93% of the time. That's a phenomenal performance with such a new system. So again, job well done. Excuse me. The NSOY Home Care also saw an improvement recently in both its patient satisfaction ratings and its CMS STARS ratings measures. So additional congratulations to our CHOS staff on those results. I also want to highlight the NSNY Choice, which has done a great job holding down administrative and other costs while also bringing in millions of extra dollars in incentive payments for hitting key quality measures. These dollars enable VNSOY Choice to provide additional benefits to members. Plan growth has been another key factor in Choice's tremendous performance. Choice MLTC had a net gain of 350 members for October, continuing its string of strong new enrollment months, and it now has a total of 20,514 members, which is better than our high watermark in the months before the pandemic struck. Choice Total and Choice Select Health also had net member gains in the double figures for October. So I want to extend another round of thanks and congratulations to everyone at VNSNY Choice for the outstanding work that you're doing. To share a couple of other quick items related to Choice, a washable, reusable face mask branded with either the Choice or Select Health logo is being mailed to all Choice plan members for use this fall as we continue working to prevent the second COVID-19 wave. That's more than 25,000 masks in all, which is in addition to the 1 million disposable masks sent to Choice members earlier this year. Also, in our third quarter, all line of business policy and procedure meeting held last week, Choice Select Health was found to be in full compliance on 88 of 89 unique policies and procedures, scoring a remarkable compliance rate of 99%. So congratulations on yet another great performance. This week, as usual, there are two support calls for home health aides as partners in care. One that took place earlier today, and the second one at 1 p.m. on Thursday. Our all-staff support call will take place on Thursday at 10:15 a.m., and there will be no support call staff for staff recovering from COVID-19 this week. The next COVID-19 call will take place Tuesday, October 6th at 4:30 p.m. Also, anyone interested in participating in our parent support group at 4 p.m. on Thursday afternoon should email Leah Bloomberg. You'll find her email address in Outlook, as well as on the support call page in the COVID-19 section of the intranet. I'll conclude my opening remarks today by encouraging anyone who is not registered to vote or who isn't sure if they are registered to visit our VNSNY Vote website, where you can check your registration status and also register. To get there, go to the SharePoint homepage, scroll down to click on the Government Affairs tile, and then click on the link that says VNSNY Votes Campaign Register to Vote. So that's the end of my update, and now I'll turn to the questions that were sent to the COVID-19 conference mailbox. So the first question, good day. Thank you in advance for all your efforts and communication during these difficult times. Although not directly related to COVID, I feel my question is indirectly related to the current conditions of this pandemic in our country. So the question is VNSNY considering giving employees the day off on Election Day? I understand the customary approach is to grant everyone 2 hours to vote on Election Day. However, this year, due to many understandable reasons, there is a shortage of poll workers, which may cause increased disruption and longer lines at the polls. Additionally, many of us would like to volunteer to work at the polls or in other capacities on Election Day. So I appreciate the suggestion, and I like the creativity, but giving a day off to all of our staff, remembering that we have almost 13,000 staff, is a multi-million-dollar request. We can't stop operations. So in essence, what we're doing when we give staff the day off is we're paying staff who are working, and they're getting double pay for the day. And that is not something that we as an organization can take on and support financially. So it is not something that we are able to make available. I would encourage that if you feel strongly about wanting to volunteer at the polls or do other things, if you have available PTO, submit your vacation request form to your supervisor, and if they are able to approve it, then you can utilize a PTO day for that day. Marion, anything you'd like to add related to that?
Yes, thank you, Margie. I would add that the person who asked this question referenced the 2 hours off on Election Day. There are regulations that VNSMY will be sharing shortly about what we call voting time, and it has to do with the time of the polls versus your work shift on time off that you may be granted to ensure that you have sufficient time to vote. So watch for that announcement from Human Resources, and I hope that you do all go out and vote. Thank you.
Thank you. So next question. On Friday, I went to CVS for my flu shot with the voucher that I printed out from VNSNY, and I was told that they don't accept $11.99 insurance. Please advise. Marion, can you address this question?
Yes. Unfortunately, some of the CVSs seem to be not following the outline for the flu vouchers that we provide. You should not be asked to show your insurance card. The voucher is sufficient for you to get a flu shot at free from any CVS, Walgreens, or Duane Reade that you might go to. So I'm sorry this person had difficulty at the CVS, but they should not be asking you for your insurance card if you have a VNSMY voucher.
Thank you. Next question. There is a reported uptake of positive cases in certain neighborhoods in Brooklyn and Queens, and this relates to COVID-19. How will we be advised of the areas? Even if the patient is negative, we touch surfaces like doorknobs and elevator buttons. People who live with or visit the patient could be positive. Please advise. So you're right. There is an uptake, and we are concerned about it. It's all over the news, both TV, radio, newspapers, and we will continue to keep staff notified of areas where there is an increased incidence, but that should not change your behavior. So I'm going to ask Tony to talk about what we expect of staff when they're making visits.
Good afternoon. This is Tony Dolphin, Vice President for Quality and Customer Experience. So a few things to remember. One, that we screen all of our patients before we go to see them, so we should be asking those questions. You as an employee should be screening yourself each day before you go to work. And then we need you and want you to follow the protocols that we already have in place so that if the patient and our family members are positive, you are wearing the appropriate PPE. And last but not least, make sure that you are following good hand hygiene technique, either washing your hands and are using Purell or other hand sanitizer between patients, after patient contact, and as you enter and leave the home. Thanks, Marky.
Thank you. Next question. Any new employee COVID cases since the 3 that were reported last week? So I'm really pleased to say that there have been no additional cases reported since the 3 that were reported last week. Next is actually a comment, and that is from an employee who's saying that employees can vote early, and if you need information about where voting times are, you can call 311 to get that information. So thank you for sharing that. Next question. I've referred an RN to LPN to the virtual interview that was set up earlier this month. The individual went to the link, selected an appointment time as per instruction, and got a confirmation time for the virtual interview. However, the individual was never called. Marion, can you address this question?
Yes, we did receive this question earlier today, and we did look into what happened with the individual that had expected a call from one of our recruitment staff. Unfortunately, there seemed to be some situation in which the person didn't actually register for the virtual event, but we have received the names of the referral that this, actually it was two nurses that this employee has referred, and we are in contact with them today to make sure that they get interviewed and considered for employment as quickly as possible. Just to let everyone know, our next virtual hiring event will be on October 21st, and there are links on our career sites and various ways to sign up for the virtual event. People are interested. They can also call anyone who wants to refer someone, is it unsure how to do it, they can contact Ask HR for assistance on how to do that to make sure that your referral gets included on the virtual event. Thank you.
Thanks. So I'm going to share. I have three emails from staff that are sharing their experience with getting flu shots, all positive. So the first one is, I received my flu shot at Walgreens last week. I was not required to show ID, so try Walgreens. Not sure about the other Walgreens, but this one is on about others, but Walgreens is on board. Glad that you didn't have any difficulty. Next one, I got my flu shot at CVS in Glenhead this weekend without asking any questions. I just showed the VNSNY voucher. And next one, I received a flu vaccine at CVS using the VNSNY voucher. The pharmacist was able to give me a copy of the form, vaccine given only after I insisted. I faxed this to employee health today. Anything else I need to do? Nope, there's nothing else you need to do, and you did the right thing. You faxed the confirmation to health services today. That's a message I want to share with everyone. When you get your flu vaccine, please send the confirmation, a copy of the confirmation, to health services so that we know that you got your flu shot. Next question, and this is the last of what I have right now, is there is a spike in NYC regarding COVID. Do we think it's a significant risk? Have we made any adjustments, and do you think it will impact us? So, yes, there's a spike. I shared that information. I think any spike is a concern. There really aren't adjustments we need to make because we are operating being as careful as possible every single day. It will only impact us if there is a continued spike that results in our staff getting exposed or an increase in patients who are referred to us who are COVID positive. Hopefully, this was a wake-up call, and we will keep this under control, and we don't have to worry. So, Andrea or Tony, anything you'd like to add about this spike in COVID cases and any thoughts on that?
Hi, Marky. This is Andrea Castellanos. I'm the Chief of Provider Services. I would just reiterate everything you said. The city is really doing a very good job in understanding where the rates are increasing and what communities they're increasing in, and they're following that very, very closely. We watch those numbers every day, and we are cautiously, you know, concerned about the increase. So I think everybody just needs to be very careful. Follow the protocols, as Tony said, that we've established for your safety, and really pay attention to what you're doing when you're out there taking care of patients every day.
Thank you. Tony, anything else from you?
No, nothing else to add, Marky. I just think that we'll track it closely, and we'll be following from the CERT team, too, to make sure there are no upticks in specific areas. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. There's another question that just came in, and that is, any plans for VNSNY to test staff? So it's very premature, but Andrea, maybe you'd just like to share that we are evaluating this at this point.
Yes, Marky. We are working closely with the city and the federal government, and there will be a distribution of COVID tests. The tests we are evaluating our ability to do this testing in our facilities safely. And so the only information I can give people is stay tuned, and we'll communicate as soon as we know when and if we'll be able to deliver these the tests in various sites that we have.
Great. Thank you so much. So that concludes all of the questions that and comments that were sent in advance. So thank you all for participating in the call this afternoon. Again, please pay attention to the dates and times next week for the call, because I will be holding just one call next Tuesday and likely in the morning, but it'll depend on schedules. And again, that information will be sent out. So please pay attention to the email that is sent out so that you know when the call is being held. And of course, the calls are recorded and they're posted, so you do have the ability to play back the information if you're not able to participate in the call. So once again, thanks again for joining. Hope you have a good rest of your week and that you're able to join next Tuesday. Thank you.